50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, the injury report brought to you by Shendrovich, Shendrovich & Fishman. I saw where Nick Herbig, hopeful, he'll be back. Zach Frazier, too, once the Steelers get back from the bye in Washington. Shendrovich, Shendrovich & Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. Chris Hoken to the top of the hour, and who knows, maybe a little bit past that. Hokey, if you were a defense preparing to face these Steelers or looking at tape of them so far, what is the single biggest way that Russell Wilson has made them different from what they were with Justin Fields?
Deep ball. I would say the deep ball. I think he's doing a good job of throwing the ball, but I think I saw something where he's 5 for 7 on balls over 20 yards. Mm. And he's throwing the ball up in the air in a way that allows people to go up and get the ball. And if you watch, and I think some of the times people say, where'd that ball, why'd he throw that ball away? Or why'd he throw that guy ball behind him? If you go back and watch the tape, he sees the field, man. And I've been actually pleasantly surprised. You know, coming from Seattle and Denver, and you know he was a great quarterback, Hall of Fame type quarterback, but we never really watched him. And so you come here and you see Justin Fields, and Coach Tomlin went out on a limb to bring him back on the field. There are a lot of people. He said I was a lone ranger.
Yeah.
Right? There was a lot of people that didn't want to put Russ Wilson out there, wanted to keep riding with Justin Fields. But the reality is, man, is the deep ball has been so impressive. His ability to this nice soft touch on the balls. He's dumped these balls where Justin Fields, you know, a lot of the times where he got himself in trouble was when he would throw just beeline balls, right? Straight line balls. He's putting the ball up in the air, and that makes it very difficult for defenders because he's putting it up in the air and where places where only receivers can catch it.
Well, there was one to Scotty Miller that I thought was actually catchable. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that ball was catchable. I think it was tough. I think you could have let him a little more, Starkey.
Yeah.
I remember exactly that play watching it. I went back and watched it twice and reviewed it. It was a little short. It could have been out a little further.
So when you think about it, he was 20 of 28. Think about what that night would have been if Broderick doesn't have a face mask.
Sure.
If Pickens gets 2 feet down.
Sure.
If Najee doesn't drop a ball. If Miller comes down with this guy was bordering on a perfect
Najee. I think Najee had a linebacker right there. I mean, there was a guy a few yards away from him. So I would take that. When you're talking about the one of Najee at the beginning of the third quarter, drop the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
give you the Scotty Miller one. I'll give you the GP one, right? George Pickens.
Two.
And let me tell you something. And here's the reality was, yeah, that ball, you know, I'm splitting hairs here, right? I mean, he could have been another yard out in front of him. I think it could have been an opportunity for a catch. It was a little short, and it went through the DB's hands.
Which one are we talking?
The ball to Scotty Miller.
Scotty, yeah.
It went through the DB's hands.
Yeah.
The DB had his hands above Scotty Miller's hands, and he just wasn't able to close on it, if you go back and look at it. So, but the balls, the deep ball is huge. I mean, how about that ball that was thrown to GP late in the game in cover two?
Oh,
just
my God.
Just a perfect throw.
One of the best throws of the year.
Perfect throw. Perfect. Well, only he could catch it. And so you look at throws like that allow the Steelers offense to open up, and now it's going to open up the game for Najee Harris. We talk about the scary next 9 games, but there's teams looking at the Steelers going, this is a different team.
Yeah.
This is a different team. With that element of Russell Wilson out there playing, this is a different type of offense that we're really going to have to prepare for.
What stands out about the rest of the league, if there's any storyline about Washington, as you look ahead to them, they're as surprising as any team to me at 6-2.
They got a quarterback.
Yeah.
This is a quarterback-driven sport. I mean, there's no question about it. If you got a quarterback, you're going to win. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win. You know, we'll win game here or there. But the reality is Jalen Daniels comes in, he plays good football, right? And it looks like the Commanders are going to be a good team for a long time now if he stays healthy. And that's the thing is you look at the Steelers, I mean, the last couple of years since Ben retired, we just haven't really had a top-level quarterback. And so it's tough to win when your quarterback's 50-50, and you just don't know what you're going to get every Sunday.
Mm.
And so that's the difference here with this Steelers team, and that's the difference with the Commanders who we're going to face in 2 weeks.
Hokey, you're an unbelievable man. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. So are you.
Happy Halloween.
You know that after this week, we're going to start singing Christmas carols. How about that? They're already putting Christmas stuff in like Target and
yeah.
Walmart and Sam's Club.
That reminds me, we're planning.
Are you putting together a Christmas album?
A Malzy themed Christmas album.
Okay.
Where Bob is going to join in. Donnie Football is going
to
do.
Bob, I listened to you last week.
Yeah.
Bob's not singing. It's you singing.
No. Bob sings better than me. Listen to him.
But he's not going to sing on the radio.
Oh, he does. And he'll sing on this album. Listen to Bob if you can. Play it for Hokey the Rick Springfield thing. Listen to the passion here, Hokie. You don't get that kind of passion everywhere.
That's serious passion. I don't know if he's on tune, but it's good passion.
And Donnie Football's going to do a dramatic reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," a la Dick LeBeau, except this one will be the night before Malzy. Wow. And then lots of things, you know. Up on a house.
You might be able to sell tickets down at the in the cultural district.
I think we will.
You have everybody come just watch you.
Malzy the snowman was a very friendly soul. You're not going to be watching horror movies. Tonight,
no, Mike Myers. Have you seen that video? It's like on social media with the guy who puts on a Michael Myers mask.
No.
And he drives down the road and he'll be at a stoplight, red light, and hit somebody in the passenger seat's filming him from the side.
Yeah.
And he'll turn and look at the person parked next to him at the light.
See that. Yeah,
and they
see that.
Freak out. Yeah. They start screaming. Right. And it's so funny. It's so funny. He just turns and looks at him and these people freak out. Would you freak out?
Yes.
What if you came out of your house one day to get the mail and you saw him standing next to a tree?
Not good.
Staring at you.
City Dweller, are you a horror movie guy?
No, not at all. I don't like horror movies.
Michael Myers. Yeah,
all three of us then.
He's the scariest one.
Yeah.
Scary. Freddy Krueger was not really believable.
There are ones I will watch. I think The Shining with Jack Nicholson is a great movie.
Great one.
But I don't, when it gets to the point of like the first one was that I ever saw was The Exorcist, and I'll never forget it, where she turns her head all the way around.
I won't watch the ones.
Why would you watch that?
The Conjuring is the first one I saw. It was terrible. I was in like eighth grade at a friend's house. It was terrible.
Yeah. I know. It ruins everything.
But when Michael Myers, it's like realistic. You look out your window, and he's sitting there staring at you.
Yeah. Not good.
That could happen.
Your favorite candy, Hokie?
You know, my favorite candy... I love those Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, those are
good. Little small little ones in the gold pack wrapping, right?
Yeah.
I used to love going out and people giving me like a full size.
Wasn't it great when your kids were of trick-or-treating age?
You bring it home, yeah. And the thing was, they'd come and throw it all out and we would have to start giving it away.
Yeah.
I remember when I played for the Steelers, Coach Mitch, I'd bring it and put it in our candy jar because we had so much candy from all the kids.
Yeah.
That I'd put it in a bag and give it to Mitch and then we'd fill up our candy jar in the defensive line room.
I love it. Have a great rest of the day.
You too, brother. See you next week.
All right. That's Chris Hoke.